Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Lamed Vav, and we are at the last line on the bottom of daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis. So yesterday, the end of the daf, we began the second of these three Mishnayos that discussed Dvarim Shal Oivdei Kechavim. So the first Mishnah discussed Dvarim Shal Oivdei Kechavim that are Asurin, the Isurin Isra Hana. The second Mishnah discusses Dvarim Shal Oivdei Kechavim Asurin, the Ein Isurin Isra Hana. That's our Mishnah right now. And the third Mishnah, which we'll see at the end of the week, is Ve'elu Dvarim Mutarim Vachila. Dvarim Shal Oivdei Kechavim that are in fact going to be Mutarim. The Mishnah mentioned, what are Dvarim Shal Oivdei Kechavim that are Asurin? The Ein Isurin Isra Hana. So we had Cholav Shechol Vayoyved Kechavim, which we said we'll get to. We had Pas, which we said we'll get to. And now we're up to Shemen. So Shemen Shal Oivde Kechavim Asurin. The Ein Isurin Isra Hana. Meaning it's only Asa Bachila, it's not Asa Bana. Then the Mishnah added and said, Rebbe Ubeis Dinoi Heitiru HaShemen. Rebbe and his Bezdin, seemingly at some future generation, they decided that they are going to redact this takana. They repealed it. They said, from here to forward, there's not going to be an Isser Shemen anymore. Regardless, the first part of today's daf is going to discuss the Gzeira Shemen, the idea that Rebbe's Bezdin was matter, and how Rebbe's Bezdin could have possibly done something like that. So Avodah Zarah, daf Lamed Vav, doesn't just need one asterisk. I think it needs two asterisks. It's hafeichba, vafeichba, the kulba. If you ever wanted to sit down with a chavrusa and go through a daf gemara, Avodah Zarah Lamed Vav would be a perfect place to go. It's absolutely loaded. Zok de gemara, shemen. Rav Amar, Daniel Gozerol. Rav held that Daniel, none other than Daniel from Nevi'im Uksuvim fame, he was the one that instituted this idea that Shemen Shalev de Kavim is going to be also Bachilah. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said it has nothing to do with Daniel, but rather Zlifason Shel Kalim Tmeyan Oistrasan. It was a more practical Chashash. What happened was the Oivdei Kechavim would take oil and they would put it in their kalim. Their kalim were tame. As a result, as the oil would sit inside the kalim that were tame, tame things would ooze out of the walls of the kalim. You now have blias and platos of a dover tame. Chavim didn't want people to eat things that are tame. It's for that reason they said Shemen Shal Oivdei Kechavim is going to be aser. But the Gemara says Atu Kuli Alma Oichli Tahiris Dinu. Since when is it aser for someone to eat something tame? Now, when you learn the sugis of Tumah and Tahira, you know that there were Chaverim, also known as Talmidei Chachamim. They were careful when it came to Nyanei Tumah and Tahira. But the man on the street, the average person, the Amei Haaretz, as they're referred to in the sugis of Tahiris, they weren't concerned, and it was okay. There's no halacha that you're not allowed to eat a davar tame. Truma tamei or kachim tamei, yeah, but tchulin that's tamei is not an issue. So you're telling me that the chachamim were geyser on shemen because they were worried about tuma? So the Gemara says you're right. You have to tweak Shmuel's position a little bit. Ella slifasam shal kelim asurim, not tameiim asurim oisrusam. They were worried that there was dvarim asurim inside the walls of these kelim. So as a chashash that it may ooze out into the food, it's for that reason it was aser. So we have a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Why shemen is aser? Rav said Daniel gozer olav. It was a gzeira that Daniel made. Why he made this gzeira, Rav didn't explain. Shmuel said it's not a gzeiras Rav per se, but it's a more practical chashash that the chachamim realized perhaps in later generations that there was a concern. The concern was that they were using kelim that were balua with dvarim masurim. They were concerned that the blios and platos would enter the shemen. The shemen's not on a fire, and there's no bishul, there's no roischin. So the rishonim talk about it, but the bottom line is that was the issue. Amalei Shmuel Rav. So Shmuel told Rav, bishlam according to me. Now I mean, lifasim shekelim asurin oisrusan. That I say the reason shemen is asur is because we're concerned that there may be blias of things that are not kosher. Haynu dechi asur Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Martova amar dorish Rav Samloi. I benetzivin. I understand then what Rav Samloi said, which was shemen regarding shemen. Rav Yehuda u. And we had it in our Mishnah as well. Meaning, there's this idea, our Mishnah says it, and Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta said in the name of Rav Simloi that Rav Yehuda Hanasi, as in Rebbe's Bezdin, was Mater Shemen. So I understand, according to me, how Rebbe's Bezdin would be able to be Mater Shemen. Why? Kasava, Noisin Tam Lifgam, Mut. The reason is because they must have argued in Svara with the previous Bezin. These Gemaras are very Yesoidi, and we'll make sense of them after we finish the whole Sugya. We'll look at some Rambams and things, and we'll put it all together. But for now, the Gemara is going to say some big Svaras. So says Shmuel, I understand, according to me, that I hold the whole Chashash, why the Chachamim Asa Shemin in the first place, is because they were worried about Bliois that are inside these Kalim. So it makes sense that a Bezin later can come, and they can change that. Why? Because they could argue in Lumbus. They could argue in Svara with the previous Bezdin. What would be the Machloikis in Svara? The previous Bezdin was concerned about the Blias. Rebbe's Bezdin may have argued that, why are we worried about those Blias? L'chura, those Blias are Noisim Tam Lefgam. And Noisim Tam Lefgam is not an issue. Now, Noisim Tam Lefgam is Yerideya, it's Taruvus, it's Basav HaCholov 101. The halacha is that a Blia is a concern, but only if it's nice and tam l'shvach, only if it enhances the taste of the thing that it's now being mafflet into. But let's say it ruins the taste of the thing that it's going into. There the halacha is, if it's nice and tam, not l'shvach, lifgam, it's okay. The classic example of that is if you have a keli that wasn't used for 24 hours, so we say that even though there are blias potentially inside that keli that can cause problems with the food that you cooked inside that keli, but once 24 hours pass, those blias are no longer nois and tam l'shvach, then nois and tam l'fgam, it's okay. So the Gemara says, Shmuel says, I can hear the before and after. The before was nois and tam l'fgam aser. The after is nois and tam l'fgam is mutter. So the hochshash was, you worried about the blias that entered the shemen? Bezdin later realized that stam kelim are inab neyoyman anyways. They weren't used within 24 hours. So even if they're blias, it's nois and tam l'fgam. And nois and tam l'fgam is mutter. So I get it. Ella didach, but according to you, Rav, the Amr Daniel Gazer Allah, but according to you, it was a gzera, it was a decree without any reason necessarily, not based on any lumdis of noisen tam lefgam, mutter or aser. Daniel gazer v'aser Rabbi Yehuda Nasi u'mavatale. Could Daniel make a gzera and then later Rabbi Yehuda Nasi come and be mavatal the gzera? Time we learned in the Mishnah, ain't bezin yochel vatal divir bezin chaveroi elam ken gadol himena b'chacham of a minion. If a bezin makes a gzera and now a later bezin wants to come and they want to repeal that gzera, they could do it. But there's two conditions. They have to be gadol himena b'chachma. They have to be wiser than the previous bezin. And they have to be God of a man of a minion. They have to be more plentiful than the previous Bezdin. So it has to be Reva Echos, God of the Chachma, and it has to be Reva Kamos, God of a minion. It has to be qualitatively bigger. Again, that's Gadol B'Chachma, and quantitatively bigger. It has to be Gadol B'Minyan. Now, there's a big discussion in the Rishonim, what exactly Chachma means, what Minyan means. But Pashit, the Bezdin has to be a wiser Bezdin. Maybe the Av Bezdin has to be wiser. Maybe the Chavrei HaBezdin have to be wiser. And there have to be more people involved. There has to be a bigger Bezdin. But the bottom line is, there's no way Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's Bezdin was greater than Daniel's Bezdin. So how, according to you, Rav, that it was exerted from Daniel, do you understand the fact that Yehuda Nasi was later mattered the Gzeir of Daniel? Amalei. So Rav told Shmuel, who told you, where are you getting this idea from, that Rebbe's Bezdin was mattered? Now the truth is, it's in our Mishnah. And some say that from this next Gemara, there's proof that really it doesn't belong in our Mishnah. And some Talmud Toya inserted it in our Mishnah. Because if it's in the Mishnah, this next line doesn't make sense. So what does Rav tell Shmuel? How did you know that Rebbe's Bezdin was mattered? Simloi luda ka'amrit. Oh, you heard it from Rav Simloi, who was from Lud. He was a Luda'a. Shani Luda'i de Mezalzalu. Rav told Shmuel that the people in Lud were Mezalzal b'divrei Chachamim. I don't trust him. So I'm not necessarily going to accept his testimony that Rebbe's Bezin was in fact Matas. So Shmuel told Rav, Amalei Eshlechle? Are you okay if I go back to Rav Simloi, and I question Rav Simloi's testimony about Rebbe's Bezin being Matas Shemen based on what you just said? Can I quote you on it? So the Gemara says, Ichsif. Rav was embarrassed. It sounds like from the Gemara that Rav therefore came around, and Rav said, I hear, if Rav Simloi said that, then Rebbe's Bezdin must have been matter that. But Rav therefore continued, meaning if that's the case, then we have a kash on Rav. According to Rav, that Daniel's Bezdin was Geizra al HaShemen, and Rav Simloi now said, Eidos, that Rebbe's Bezdin was matter Shemen, there's no way that Rebbe's Bezin could have been matter something than Daniel's Bezin Aser, because Rebbe's Bezin wasn't Gadol Mimenu B'Chachman, they weren't Gadol Mimenu B'Minyan. But Rav continued, and Rav said, listen, Amar Rav, Imheim Loi Darshu Anan Loi Darshinon. I'll grant you that. I'll grant you Rav Simloi saying the right thing. But at the same time, I'm not persuaded, because maybe Reb Yehuda HaNasi's Beis Din made a mistake. Meaning they must have thought that the Gzeirat Shemen was because of Zlifasim Shel Kelim Asurin, like Shmuel said, and as a result, they thought they can argue what the previous Beis Din said. Will Taino Noisin Tam Lefgam is Mutter, Memela, there's no reason to ask a Shemen. But I'm not budging, because I still think it's Gzeirat Daniel. And you know why I know that? I know from a Pasuk. It's a Pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Daniel. V'aksiv Ayosem Daniel Aliboy Ashelo Yisko The context is when Daniel is brought into Nebuchadnezzar, and he's given a very important position. He was a prodigy, and everybody realized that he was destined for greatness. Even Nebuchadnezzar saw the greatness in Daniel, and he gave him a very important position inside his palace. But Daniel refused to eat. And the reason he didn't want to eat is because the food wasn't kosher. So that's the context. The context is that Daniel makes up his mind, Vayosim Daniel Aliboy, Ashaloy Yizgoel, he's not going to defile himself, Bepas Bagamelech, with the bread of the king, Ubiyein Mishtov. Said Rav, Mishtov, Beshtei Mishtov, Yisakos Medaber. It sounds like there were two drinks that at that point Daniel said, I'm not going to drink. Echad Mishtei Yayin, Ve'echad Mishtov Shemen. No wine and no oil. So Rav said, I hear, from the fact that Rebbe's Beis Din was not the Shemen, that's a raya that Rebbe must have thought that it wasn't Gzeiras Daniel. But I disagree, because I think at the end of the day, it's a pasuk. I stand by my position. Now the Gemara says, what's Shmuel going to do? So the Gemara says, Rav and Shmuel must have argued how to understand this pasuk of Mishtov, Shtei Mishtov. Rav Savar Rav held Ali Boisam Ulechal Yisrael Haira. This wasn't just something that he took upon for himself, which is the way it seems when you read the pasuk. No, Rav took it upon himself, no Mishtov. But at the same time, he was also hira. He passing him for the rest of Klai. So Shmuel says, "Ali by some ulachol Yisrael loy hira." Freak the Gemara. The Shemen Daniel Gaza. So Rav said that who was Gazer on Shemen? It was Daniel. Shmuel didn't tell us who did it. Shmuel said it was a chash that came about years later because they were worried about issues of nice and time, etc. But Rav said that who is the author of the Gzeiras Shemen? It's none other than Daniel. Freak the Gemara. V'shem Daniel Gazar. V'ha Amar Bali. Amar Avimi Nuta. Mishmei Derav. Piton. V'shamnon. Yeinon. Uvnoi Seyem. Kulon. Mishmei Na'asa Dover Hein. The fact that Pas Akum is Aser, Shemen Akum is Aser, Yayin Akum is Aser, and Bnei Sein Shal Akum is Aser. We'll see what that means on Amud Beis. They're all from the Shmoina Asadav. They're all from the Yud Ches Gzeirois. We'll see more about that when we speak out the raid that were instituted by the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel. So there's the famous Yud Ches Dvarim, the 18 Takonis that were instituted by the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel. And four of those Takonis are related to Akum. Pas Akum, Shemen Akum, Yayin Akum, and Bnei Seyem Shal Akum. But what we need, Ashenegel in Yonenu, is Shemen Akum. So you see, it's from the Shmoyin Asadavar. The Shmoyin Asadavar was instituted by the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel. That's way after Daniel. So, afraid the Gemara, how could Rav say Daniel Gazar? L'chur, it's from the Yud Ches Dvarim. The Gemara says, "V'chitem, you're going to tell me also Daniel Gazar." Maybe what happened was Daniel made the Gzeira, v'loy kibel, and it wasn't accepted. V'asu Talmidim the Hillel v'Shammai v'Gazar v'kibel. So, Memel, they had to come and they had to give it a second chance, because the first time it never took root. Klal Yisrael never accepted the Gzeira when Daniel made it. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, asaduse the Rav. What's the Maya Seduce the Rav? What's Rav accomplishing by saying Yedus? Meaning, if Daniel made the Gzeira and nobody took upon the Gzeira, then it's nothing. Listen to Rashi's Lashon. Maya Seduce the Rav, the Omer to Daniel Gazer Olaf. Kivan the Dori like Kabul. If when Daniel made the Gzeira, his generation didn't accept the Gzeira, Lav Gzeira, then it's not a Gzeira. So if Rav said Daniel Gazar, it means it was a Gzeira. Must be Klal Yisrael accepted it. If they accepted it, then why is it from the Yud Ches Dvarim? What would Talmidim of Shammai Moisef says? The Gemara Rav says, you have to say, Ela Daniel Gazar ol Be'ir. Daniel was Gazar Be'ir, Vasa Inu, the Gazar Avil B'Sada. And they came and they were Gazar that it's going to be us, even in the Sada. What's the difference? Because as we're going to see on Amud Beis, the whole reason that Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel felt that you should stay away from the Shemen of Akum is because he may come to marry the Akum. One thing is going to lead to another. So they felt that Chash is Be'ir, where you're settled, where people spend a lot of time, but Pesada, which is Akrei Ba'alma, they weren't so worried about that. Similar to the Svara that we saw very quickly, the end of yesterday's daf and the Sugya Pass. So Daniel's Gzeira was where it's Shchiach, where there's a real Chash Chasnos. Where's the real Chash Chasnos? That's Be'ir. Shammai and Hillel took it a step further. They said it's going to be Aser Afilu B'Sodeh. Either way, so according to Rav, that says Daniel Gozar, so we now know it was a joint effort, and it happened over several generations. First, Daniel was Gozar Shem and Akum, but only Be'ir, and then generations later, the Talmidim of Shammai V'Hillel, it was one of the Yud Ches Dvarim, they came, and they were Moisif Alakzera, and they said that it's not only going to be Aser Be'ir, it's going to be Aser B'Sodeh as well. But Freik the Gemara now, a Gevaldik Akasha. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi's Bezdin was Matur Shemen. And Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi's Bezdin must have known the Yud Ches Dvarim, and they must have known that Shemen Akum was from the Yud Ches Dvarim. So Freik the Gemara, Bishloimo, if Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi didn't agree with Rav, that the Iker Takonas Shemen was from Daniel. Okay, so they didn't agree with that. As a result, they had no problem repealing the Gzeiras Shemen. But now that we know that there was a Hoysafa on the Takono of Shemen, and that Hoysafa was from the Yud Ches Dvarim, it's a Freik de Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Heichi Matzi L'Mishri Takan to the Talmid of Shemen, the Hillel, Hadra Kushya L'Duchte. So it's not Shver from Daniel, because they disagree with the whole premise that Daniel was the original Gzeir of Shemen. That's what Rav said. He felt that Yehuda HaNasi's Bezdin made a mistake, but he wasn't going to budge because he had a pasuk in Daniel that proved that he was right. But the problem is everybody agrees that it's from the Yud Ches Dvarim. Nobody seems to argue with Yud Ches Dvarim. That's universally accepted that these are the Yud Ches Dvarim. So Lachur, Freik the Gemara, how could Yehuda HaNasi's Bezdin, and again, be matter something that's from the Yud Ches Dvarim? But now we learned in the Mishnah, Ein Bezdin Yochel Vatel Divrei Bezdin Chaveri Elam Kin Gadol Emenu B'Chochmo V'Minyin. The same kasha, the Talmidei Hillel V'Shammai will Lachur a greater then Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi's Bezdin, Va'oit, Freik the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yechanan, Bakoil Yochel Vatel Bezdin, Divrei Bezdin Chaveroi. A later Bezdin always has a right to be Mavatel, something that was instituted by a previous Bezdin, assuming it's Gadol Emenu B'Chachmo V'Minyan. Chutz, but there's an exception. You know how many exceptions? 18. Shmoin Asa Davar. These 18. Shafilu Yaveh Liyo Bezdinai. Ain't Shemeloi. Because even if the Anavi's Bezdin will come, even then we're not going to listen to them. That's the way it is. So Luchura, Hadra Kushal Luchte. How can be the Nasi's Bezdin be Matur Shemen? Forget about Daniel. Takana. They'll hold that Daniel wasn't really the original geyser. But it's from the Yud Ches Dvarim. And if it's from the Yud Ches Dvarim, you can't be geyser. And by the way, even if they be Gadol Emenu B'Chochmo V'Minyan, once we establish it's from the Yud Ches Dvarim, you can't repeal it because Bakoil Yochol Bezdin Levatel Divrei Bezdin Chaveri Chutz from the Yud Ches Dvarim. Amram Sharshia. So Sharshia said a chiddush. Matam. What's the reason that you can't overrule the Yud Ches Dvarim? Even Eliyahu Navi's Bezdin wouldn't be able to. The reason is not so much because there's something special about the Yud Ches Dvarim, although we're going to see later the Rambam held that there was something special about the Yud Ches Dvarim. But the point is, the only reason you can't repeal one of the Yud Ches Dvarim is because the Yud Ches Dvarim took root in all of Klal Yisrael. It was Pashat Isure. Some have the Girsa Bekol Yisrael, or we have the Girsa Beroiv Yisrael. Shemen, however, was like Pashat Yisure Beroiv Yisrael. It never really took root. Most of Klal Yisrael never accepted the Gzeira. And even though they were Avaryonim, they were doing the wrong thing by not accepting the Gzeira, because they were supposed to, because it was a Gzeira, and it was from these gzeirois that were from the Yud Ches Dvarim, it doesn't matter. The reality is, can't argue with the facts, that Roiv of Klal Yisrael, when they heard the gzeirah Shemen, they said, no, they weren't a spol, and they continued to use oil of Oiv de Kechavim. And being that they continued to use the oil of the Oiv de Kechavim, it was not in Spash of Roiv Yisrael, the rule that you can't repeal one of Yud Ches Dvarim doesn't apply. The only time you can't repeal one of Yud Ches Dvarim if it's in Spash of Roiv Yisrael. But if it's not in Spash of Roiv Yisrael, there's no such halacha. The Rabbanim got together, they convened, they did a little due diligence, and they realized Al Shemen Shalei Poshat Yisurei B'Rav Yisrael. The Samcha Rabbi Seinu, and the Rabbanan was saying on one other thing. There was another sniff. They used to say, so there were those Tanam that were of the opinion that you never make a Gzeira unless Rav of Klal Yisrael is able to accept it. What's the Makar to that? It's a pasuk in Malachi. So take a look at the top Rashi. We make Gzeirois Hagoy Kuloi. But only when, if there's no goy kula, if it's not something that the entire nation, everybody can handle, or in that case, you don't do that. So bottom line, Taina's the Gemara, it's true that Talmidei of Shammai and Hillel were played an important role in the Gzeiras Shemen, and Rebbe's Bezdin, that was Matarit, was not greater than the Bezdin of Talmidei Shammai V'Hillel. And even had they been greater, it was from the Yud Ches Dvarim. So L'chura, based on the rules and regulations of when a later Bezdin can overrule something from a previous Bezdin, L'chura, they should not have had a right to do that, stating that this was different because it wasn't Nespashit B'Rav Yisrael. And being that it wasn't Nespashit B'Rav Yisrael, here it was different. And even though it was from the Yud Ches Dvarim, a later Bezdin, a smaller Bezdin, was able to go and was able to repeal it. Exhale. So really, the first half of today's daf, the context of which is the Gzeira of Shemen, discussed a lot of svaras of when a later Bezdin could repeal something from a previous Bezdin, and when a later Bezdin cannot repeal something from a previous Bezdin. And just to point out three svaras that we saw in today's daf. Number one, right in the beginning of the Gemara felt that if the reason that the Chachamim said that Shemen is Aser is because they were worried about Bliyos inside the Kalim of the Ovdei Kechavim, a later Bezdin would be able to come, rule in Lumdus, that you don't have to worry about those players. Why not? Because it's nice in Tam Lufgam, and nice in Tam Lufgam is Mutter. So there'd be no issue with being Mevatel what the previous Gzeira was. And that's why Shmuel, right in the beginning of the sugya, comes guns blazing at Rav. Rav said the Gzeira Shemen was Daniel Gaza. Shmuel said that it's because we're worried about Slifasim Shal Kalim of the Ovdei Kechavim, this Dvar Masurim that is going to be in Maflit. And Shmuel says right away, I could learn very simply, Bishlai Melididi, how Rebbe's Bezdin was able to be Matar. Because this later Bezdin argued in Lumdus. The Hochshash is based on Bliyos. Bliyos that are nice and Tam Lufgam. We're going to hold in Lumdus. Nice and Tam Lufgam is giving up. But according to you, Rab, it's Gzeira. Oh, Gzeira. So number one, you see something fascinating. That if the later Bezdin is coming with the Lumdus, Ke'ilu, over there, you have nothing to worry about. And even though the later Bezdin is going to be a smaller Bezdin, it wasn't an issue. That's the first thing you see. The second thing you see is that there's an idea of Ein Bezdin Yochel Levatel Divrei Bezdin Chaveira Elam Kim Gadol Emenu B'Chachma Uv'Minyan. So if they're greater B'Chachma Uv'Minyan, they could be Mevatel. If they're not greater B'Chachma Uv'Minyan, I'm not sure who decides if they're greater B'Chachma Uv'Minyan, but there's some objective, I guess, test of some sorts to know whether the later Bezdin is Gadol B'Chachma Uv'Minyan, and if the feeling is they are, then they could repeal something that a previous Bezdin did. And then there was a third category, the Yudches Dvarim, where the Yudches Dvarim, the halacha was that the later Bezdin cannot be Mevatel what the previous Bezdin did, even if they're greater B'Chachma Uv'Minyan. The Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim, Perig Beis, brings these three categories. And again, this is Dvarim Yusayt. Just go through the three categories. Very shitchi, it's very high level. So the Rambam begins, the second parak is Hilchas Mamrim as follows. Bezdin agadol, she'dorshu ba'achas min amidos, kifim ha'shinir be'ineyem, she'adin kach, v'donu din. So the Bezdin agadol, this is a real Bezdin. They got together and they darshan the halacha based on the Yud Gomu Midah Shatar and Adreshes Behem. Based on a Lumdus, based on a Kalvachaymer, based on something. The Omad Achrayim Bezdin Acha, and then a later Bezdin came. The Nirulei Tam Acha Listarois Adin. And they argued. They thought that, I don't necessarily disagree. Nice and Tam Lufgam is not Osir. Nice and Tam Lufgam is Mutter. Hareza Soyser, Vidon Kimiv Fashi Enov. They have a right to go and repeal what was technically avekishtelt by the previous Bezdin. And the Rambam says, I know from a pasuk, Shenema ela shoifet ashiyeh b'yobam ahein, eina tochayev lo leches ela achar Bezdin shebedarcha. So says the Rambam, if a Bezdin paskins a halacha, dorshu ba'achas min amidois, gifim ha'shinir b'neyem, sha'adin kach v'don udin, a later Bezdin has a right to go ahead and be mevatel. Halacha beis, Bezdin shegozru gezeira, oy hiskinu takono. What if Bezdin, and they didn't darshan something. They didn't come with a lumdus, but rather they made a gzeira and a takana for whatever reason they felt it was something they needed to be mechazik the das Yehudas. So they now go ahead and they make a gzeira, a takana, not predicated on a drasha, not predicated on a svara, not a lumdus. This is not that they feel this is the halach, it's not the halach. But they're making a gzeira. They're making a takana. Uposhat kol adover b'chol Yisrael. And this is the important caveat. And this gzeira took root. Now another bezin came. They can't. Ram says, if they're greater, they could. If not, not. That's the second category. Where there was a gzeira, there was a takana, not based on nisim tam lefgam, where there's a chashash, based on a sif cotton in Yerudea. No, this is not doing anything. But something we feel, chizuk hadas, Daniel's going to go and he's going to make a gzeira that Shem and Akam is going to be aser, a later bezin could repeal it. But only if it's greater b'chachma v'minyan. Says there, Malacha Gimel, I'm skipping, but medvar mamurim, when is that true? Bedvarim shalai asroi, sankadei lasi siyog. That's all true. If the gzeira the takana wasn't put in place to make a siyog, to protect against doing something even more chum. Aval dvarim shero bezin ligzar, oy leseroy some lasi siyog. But let's say the purpose of the takana, the purpose of the gzeira was as a fence, as a protection, as a harchaka against something else. And poshat yisurim b'chol yisrael, again, same caveat. If the gzera took root, ein bezden hagadol acha yochel la'aku la'atiran, afilu hoyu gadol min arishayim. And that's the third category. The third category is, if this was a gzera that was put in place last yisrael, says the Kesef Mishnah, where did the Rambam get the third category from? The Rambam held that was what was unique about the Yud Ches Dvarim. What was unique about the Yud Ches Dvarim was that the Yud Ches Dvarim were all put in place last Yisyok. For example, the four that we have in our sugya, Pas, Shemen, Yayin, it was all Mishum Chasnos, that you shouldn't come to marry them. So we're protecting against intermarriage. That's pretty important. So as a result, being that it was a gzera, not just for whatever abstract reason, but lasis yog, to protect the religion, to protect the loisasei in the Torah, that's mochomer, and there a later bezin can't even be mevatel. So there are times where the later bezin can be mevatel, that's if it's based on one of the drushes of the Torah. There are times where they can only be mevatel to go to Chachma v'minyan, that's a regular gzeir, regular takana, and then there are times where you can't be mevatel, even if you're greater by Chachma v'minyan, that is if it was put in place, the Gzeir and Takana Lasa Siyog, and Exhibit A would be the Yud Ches Dvarim. That's the Yisoid of what the Yud Ches Dvarim, you wouldn't be able to repeal. There's a very famous Kesef Mishnah in Halacha Aleph. Kesef Mishnah says, if you're telling me that a later Bezdin is allowed to argue with a previous Bezdin, even if it's not greater B'chachma V'minyan, if they're arguing in Lamdis, then how is it that an Amora is not allowed to argue with a Tana? When you learn Gemara, right, one of the first principles you have to know is that they're Tanoim and they're Amora. Tanoim are mentioned in Mishnayos and in Braises, and Amoraim, they were the ones that were Mefarish, the Mishnayos and the Braises. So Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Tarfin, Rabbi Yechim and Zakir, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, they were all Tanoim. Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Rav and Shmuel, Abaye, Rav, Rav Chizir, Rav Zair, they were all Amira. And Amira can't argue with a Tana. Frick, the Kesef Mishnah, why not? Why can't an Amira argue with a Tana? Because they're not greater than the Tanam. Who cares? That's the Rambam. Bez the Nagadul Shadar Shuba Achas Menamidois. Gifi Mashin, Irebein Neim Shadin Kach, Vedonudin, Vaomad Acharein Bez the Nacha, Venirle Tamachalister. I raise a soicer. It's not a big deal. Elash Shoifet Ashieba Yamamahim. In Abai Varova's times, Abai Varova with a Shoifet Ashieba Yamamahim. So why can't they now argue with something that Tanam said? It's a bomb kasha. And the Kesef Mishnah says that my only way out of this kasha is, I believe, and he uses Inyana Diyayim a term, the Efshaloy. That from the day that the Tanoim concluded the Mishnah, Kimu v'kiblu, shedoyres achreinim layachleiku ala rishayinim, that the Amiram must have took upon themselves that they want to argue with the Tanoim. So it was some sort of Kabbalah that they made. But technically, based on the laws and the regulations of how arguing with previous generations work, there's no reason that an Achron can argue with a Rishon. There's no reason that an Amora can argue with a Tana. And then the Kesef Mishnah says, you have to say that the same thing happened with Chasimus HaTalmud. Because why can't the Rajban, the Ramban, and the Ritva, and the Rif, and Rashi, and the Bali Tois, and Rabbeinu Tam, and the argue with Amoraim? Same kind of. They're the Elah Shoifet Ashi. Who is the Shoifet in the times of the Rambam? The Rambam, the Rif, they were the Shoifet and Ashi, and Yom HaMahim. So why can't they argue with Abai of a Rava? The Terror, it's the same idea. It was all based on a Kabbalah. It was all based on Kimu v'Kiblu. Either way, what were the Yud Ches Dvarim? So you hear a lot about the Yud Ches Dvarim. It features very prominently in our sugya. Amid Beis is going to go into now great detail of four of the Yud Ches Dvarim. So what were the Yud Ches Dvarim? It's a Mishnah in Masech Shabbos that Yud Gimel Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, "Ve'elu min ha'alochei she'amru ba'aliyos Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Garim." So the setting was the attic of Chananya, who was the son of Chizkiah, who was the son of Goroi, Sha'olu Levakar, the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel went to be Mevakar. They went to visit, maybe he wasn't well, be Mevakar Choylo Chananya, and Nimnu Veramu Be'Shammai Abisil, and they got together, and they voted on certain halachas, They decided to vote literally by taking a head count. How many say Osir? How many say Mutter? There were more Talmidim of Beis Shammai than were in Beis Hillel. And those halachos that came about from that meeting, the Mishnah says, V'yudches Dvarim Gazur Bayim. There were 18 of them. That's the Yudches Dvarim. Now, if you know the rest of the story, the Yerushalmi, right in the beginning of Masechet Shabbos, says that when people started voting, the Talmidim of Shammai and Talmidim of Hillel did, on these issues. So people from Hillel and Shammai were trying to come and get in, because obviously Talmidim of Shammai wanted the vote to turn out like Shammai, Talmidim of Hillel wanted the vote to turn out Hillel. Now it seems that Talmidim of Shammai, they had control over this fort, and they were literally standing on this aliyah and throwing things at the people that were downstairs, not allowing them to get in. And the Gemara says people died. There was shvichas damim, and the Lashon HaYerushalmi is v'hayoyseh ayoyim kosher kiyem shenasa boi ha'egel. But the bottom line is, Talmidim of Shammai did not allow the Talmidim of Hillel to enter the aliyah. As a result, there were more Talmidim of Shammai than there were of Hillel, even though we know that Hillel was the Roiv, and Shammai, even though they were Mechada Ditfei, they were Roiv Ha'echos, but Talmidim of Hillel were Roiv HaKamos. Yosef Engel brings this as a raya that it's quantity over quality, because we paskin like Mesil, not like Beshammai, because they were Roiv HaKamos. Ordinarily, if you would have taken a vote, had there been a head count, there's no question Talmidim of Hillel would have won. But this was an election that was very, very unusual, where somehow Beshammai, against all odds, wins the vote, and those Yudches Dvarim go down in history not only as just an anomaly, an exception to the rule with Talmidim of Shammai won, but these are the Yudches Dvarim that even the Beis Din of Eliyahu and Navi wouldn't be able to repeal. Either way, four of them are Negeir, are Sugya. And on that note, Zokta Gemara Vayta Gufa, Amar Bali, Amar Avimi Nuta, Mishmei Derav. And again, this next Amid Gemara is also very, very classic. Pitan, the bread of a Nevi Kechavim, the shamlan, the oil of a Nevi Kechavim, yainan, the wine of a Nevi Kechavim, ubnaiseyem, and the daughters of Evdi Kechavim, kulam ishmein asadavarim. They're all from Yud Ches Dvar, says the Gemara, bnaiseyem mai. What do we mean when we say bnaiseyem? Amr Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, gazru al bnaiseyem nidois, mei arisa yiseyem. Bnaiseyem means, a chavim made a zera, bnaiskutim, it's a parak in Masechtas Nida, that even though Midairaisa, a kutis maybe doesn't have tumas nida, but chavim said they do, and not only do they do, but they're ready, mei arisa yiseyem. The minute this little baby girl is born, she already is becheskas tumas nida, even though it's not possible that she's told me tumas nida, but the chachamim made this gzeira. V'gniva mishmei derav omar kulam yishum avoidas kechavim gazru bohen. That everything, all these gzeiras, were put in place mishum avoidas kechavim. As a harchaka, they shouldn't come to be avid avoidas zar. So you want to know what the idea behind these takanas were? It was all mishum avoidas kechavim, to distance ourselves from avoidas kechavim. The chiyasa, Rav Acha Barad, and the Gemara explains, Om Rav Yitzchok, Gazru al pita mishum sham. This is the way it went down. First, the chachavim said, no pasakum. You know why no pasakum? Because if you're going to eat pasakum, you're going to come to shemen akum. But the Gemara says, my umid de shemen mi pas. Why would shemen have been more usher than pas? It sounds like there was shemen, which is really chomer, pas, which is not so chomer, but chachavim, what goes around? Pas atu shemen. That doesn't make sense. Ella al pitan v'shamlan. You're right. Pas and shemen, those two things became asr at the same time, and both of them became asr mishum yainan. Yayin is more chomer. V'al yainan, why was yayin asr? Mishum neseya. Because with wine, one thing can lead to another. Kol aroya saita bekukula yazer asper mina yayin. Yayin is maybe lidei schaik, v'kalas reish, etc. So that, we understand why the Chachamim would have said, you know, yayin of an Ovi Chachamim is off limits. And being that the Chachamim wanted to strengthen the gzeir of yayin, so he said, not only yayin, but even pas, even shemen, is going to be asr as well. Then the Braisa continues, v'al b'nei seyem, the Chachamim said that b'nei seyem shalai v'di Chachamim, meaning at first glance, so what? What happens if somebody marries a guy? They asr that mishum davaracher. There was a gzeira for that as well. What's davaracher? Avodah zarah. V'al davaracher, and then there was another davaracher, mishum davaracher, which we'll see already in tomorrow's. Says the Gemara, I have one problem with this braisa over here. One problem with what Rav Acha Bar Adda said in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak. So there were guys there on pas and shemen mishum yayin, that I hear. There were guys there on yayin mishum neisem, that I hear as well. But the Chachamim at that point said that you can't marry a guy. You know why? Because if you marry a guy, you're going to come with the Avodah Zarah. As if the Issa B'nai Seyem is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. Freit the Gemara, B'nai Seyem is only Asma D'Rabbanan?
Gzerum Yishum Davar Achar L'chura Dei Raisehi. It's a pasuk in the Torah. It's a pasuk in Dvarim Perek Zayin. The pasuk says V'lo Teschatim Bam, and the end of the pasuk is Bitcho Leisitin Levnoi Uviten Loisikach Levnecha. You can't be Meshadach with a guy. It's awesome Dei Raisehi. Zok to Gemara Dei Raisehi Zayinumis. Dei Raisehi, it's only the Zayinumis that are awesome. Aval Shara Revdi Kechavim Loi. Other Revdi Kechavim Ma'ak Gede B'yosef. Asa Inu, they came V'gazer Afil D'Shara Revdi Kechavim. The Chachamim, the Talmidim, Shammai and Hillel, they said that Bnei Seim are going to be Aser. This Takanas Chachamim was even Shar HaUmois, says the Gemara. But according to Bshim Ba'ichai, that says, Ki Aser has been Chamei Acharei L'Rabbis Kolam Asirois, Bshim Ba'ichai, who has a diuk in that parish over there in Dvarim Perek Zayin, to tell me that Lav Dafka Zayin Umois, but even from the other Umois, it's awesome they raise to marry a guy. What was the takana of the Yud Ches Dvarim? Elo they raise Ishus. Mid they raise it's only Aser to marry a guy. Derek Chasnos. The Chomim said that not only can't you marry a guy, you can't even be Mezana with a guy. So they were worried about Znos, so they said, no Znos, Atu Avay Dezara. But Znos is not awesome they raise. What's Aser is like Teschate. Teschatin is Malash and Chasana. You're not allowed to marry. But Znos, that's not awesome. But the Gemara says, Znos Dami, Beis Dino Shal Shem Gozer. Didn't Shem, as in Shem Ve'ever's Bezdin, didn't Shem already say that Znos with a guy is awesome? How do you know that? Tchsev, Ayoymer Yehuda, Hoitziyo V'tisarev. Toma was Chayiv Misa. And the context over there is because Yehuda and Tom, but the point is that you see that there was already a halacha against Znos. Toma wasn't married. She was Mezana, so you see that already Znus was a problem. Elo, the Gemara says, it's true. But there, Raisa, Oyve Kechavim Haba Al Bas Yisrael. Midday Raisa, it's only an Oyve Kechavim that's Baal Bas Yisrael. The Mashcha Basre, Av Yisrael, Baal, Oyve Kechavim Loi. You don't find anywhere that it should be Aser for a Yid to marry in Oyvedes Kechavim. Meaning, for an Oyve Kechavim to be with a Bas Yisrael, that's a problem. Because the man is going to somehow be able to schlep his wife along with him. So that's Aser. But in the reverse, not for Aser. Inu Gazra, Fili Yisrael, Abal, Avoydes Kechavim, even that's going to be Aser. But the Gemara says, Yisrael, Abal, Avoydes Kechavim, Halacha L'mayshim Yisinai. Everybody knows this Halacha. A Yid is not allowed to be Boyle and Avoydes Kechavim. Oh, my, Boyle and Ram, this kind of Poygen boy. And we all know that's, what's the Makar to that? Zimri and Pinchas, he was Boil Aram, Zimri was Kazbi Basur. So you see that it's already Aser in the Torah. It's Halacha L'Moishim Yisina. So the Gemara says, Deiraisa B'Farhesia. Mideiraisa, it's true. There's an idea of Kanoim Poigabai. But Kanoim Poigabai is only if it's B'Farhesia. Ukamaisa Shoya, like the story over there, where it was done B'Farhesia, V'Aser Inu, and the Talmidim of Shammai Hill came, Gazer Afilu B'Tzina. They said that, Yid is not allowed to be with a goya and I vedas kechavim afilu betzina. But the Gemara says betzina nami beis dinoi shel chashmoyna'a gazru. We know that the chashmoyna'im, one of their batei dinim, were the ones that were gozer against a yid being with a goy derech znus. If it's betzina, the chiyos rav dimi yomer bezin shel chashmoyna'a gazru. So Yisrael habala vedas kechavim chay mishum nashga chiyos rav inamar mishum nashgas. So what's nash? That's Nida, Shifcha, Goya, and Ishos. Nashgaz is Nida, Shifcha, Goya, and Zayna. But the bottom line is, it's all Midrabanan, and you see that a Bezin of the Chashmenon was already the ones that put this in place. Again, we're trying to figure out, what's this Isser's Nus? What's this Isser for a Yid to be with a guy that the Talmid of Shammai Vehillel had to institute? Some of it is Midai Raisa, others come from previous Batidinim, whether it's the Bezin of Shem, whether it's the Halacha L'Moishe Misinev, Kanoim Poigimboy, or whether it's the Bezin of the Chashmenon. But still, what were they Moisev? So the Gemara says, Ki Gazru Bezin Shel Chashmenon Bia. They only asked be avo yichud loy if asa inu gazra filu yichud. You know what the gzeir of Bnei Seim of Talmid of Shammai was? It was an iser yichud. The Gemara says yichud nami beis dino shal David gazru. I thought David's beis din was the one that were goes around yichud. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ba'isa shah gazru ala yichud. What was isa shah? So the context over there is after the story of Amnon and Tamar. Rashi says if you want the sugya, it's in Sanhedrin, Perek Kohen Gadol, so we spoke a lot about it back then. Either way, Amri, but the Gemara says it's not a shakasha, because Hasam Yichud Abas Yisrael. Avo Yichud Avedas Kechavim Loi. V'asa Inu Gazru, Afidu Yichud Avedas Kechavim. Says the Gemara, David's Bezin was Geyser on Yichud Abas Yisrael, such as with Amlin and Tamar. They were Jews. But with a Goya, Mechatesa Isser Yichud, so they weren't Asering Bia with a Goya. That's been taken care of. We figured out all the permutations of that. But Yichud with a Goy, Mechatesa. But then the Gemara asks,
another kasha. Yichud the Bas Yisrael de Raisi. How could you tell me that David's Bezdin was the one that was Geyser on Yichud the Bas Yisrael so that you can answer the kasha and tell me that the Bezdin of Tamid and Shammai Vehillel were Geyser on Yichud of a Goy? You didn't need David's Bezdin to be Geyser on Yichud of a Bas Yisrael. As a result, they were probably Geyser on Yichud of a Goya. Now, how do you know you don't need a gzera for Yichud of Abbas Yisrael? How do you know it's Dei Raisa? What's the makar to the Issa Yichud in the Torah? So when the Torah talks about your brother being Mesis, and you know, hopefully not, but persuading you into Avodah Zarah, so the Pasuk says, your brother, the son of your mother. Why is it your son of your mother? Why can't it be the son of your father? It's coming to teach me a halacha that it's possible for a boy to live with his mother. Why would you think a son can't live with his mother? Because she's an erva. So if she's an erva, maybe there'd be a problem. We learn from here, ben misyachad in imay, there's no isa yichud with a mother, but the ein acher misyachad im kol ha-raya shebetayra. So yichud with a yid is already midayraisa. So the Gemara says, no, yichud deyraisa, deyishasish. This yichud deyraisa is to be miyachad with an eishasish. Also, David, the Gaza, David came and he was gozer, afilu a yichud de pnuya, for also tamid b'sham b'sil gozer, afilu a yichud de oivedes kechavim. So the bottom line is, we mentioned the Gzeir of Shemen. Shemen is from the Yud Ches Dvarim. Not only Shemen from the Yud Ches Dvarim. Shemen, Pas, Yayin, they're all from the Yud Ches Dvarim. We're going to, Ezus Hashem, try to find time to speak about each one of these things in detail. But there's a fourth thing that's mentioned as being from the Yud Ches Dvarim, and that is B'nai Seyem. B'nai Seyem, the Gemara says, could mean that they were Gezer, that the B'nai Skutim are nidais already may a risoiseyem, or it could mean that there's an iser yichud on bnei seyem by an oive kechavim, even though she's not a yid, not an erva, but still there's going to be an iser yichud deiraisa, doesn't relate to that, but there is an iser yichud midrabanan, it's mitakonas b'shamay b'silul, even with goya. So there's a lot of directions that we can go now just to speak out a little bit of raid, but let's just speak out two ha'aris. So we have over here the idea of the iser b'noi seyem, which the Gemara says in some instances is midei raisa, in some instances it's related to the idea of kanoim poikimoy, in other instances maybe it's only midrabanan. So there's a discussion over here. You have to go back and go through this a little bit more slowly and take a look at the different variables that were mentioned in the sugya. La halacha, the Rambam in Hilchas Yisuri Biyah, Perek Yud Beis, he gives us his Shulchan Aruch of halacha is relating to a Yisrael that's boil or goya. What's the halacha? The Rambam starts as follows: Yisrael she boil goya mishara umayis derech ishus. Well, if it's derech ishus, hare elu loikin min atayr. I'm going to skip around a little bit. Shenema loitis chatim bam bitcha leisitin levnoi ubitin leisitin klevidcha echad shiva amin veechad kala umayis beisazetz. It says the Rambam, halacha aleph. If somebody intermarries, if somebody loyalenu marries a goya, he's over an isedai raisa. The isedai raisa is loitis chatim bam bitcha leisitcha levnoi ubitin leisitcha levidcha. And he quotes Ezra, when famously Ezra comes up there to Israel, and he sees there was a lot of intermarriage. So Rambam quotes one of the psukim and say for Ezra, but the bottom line is, says the Rambam, derech chasnos, derech ishos, it's aser. But the Rambam says in Halacha Beis, v'lo yosra toira ela derech chasnos. You have to realize, it's only if it's derech chasnos. It's only if it's b'chuppah v'kedushin, that it's going to be aser midei raisa. But if it's not derech chasnos, it's derech snus. Ba'alma says the Rambam, av la ba'al ha-goya, derech snus. Makin oisei makas mardus, Midivrei Seifrim. And it's only a gzeira shema yovei lehischatin. But midai raisa, there is no iser for Yisrael to be boil or goya. I'm skipping to halacha dal. Says the Rambam, I'm stating there, kol ha-boil goya, bein derech hasnus, bein derech snus, im ba'ala befarhesya. If the be'ilo was befarhesya, v'hu sheyiva le'enei asrari v'yisrael ha-yaser, meaning there were 10 Jews or more, im pogu boi kanoim, the hargu, hare elu mishubachim vizrizen. If the kanaim got him, as in when Pinchas got Zimri, hare elu mishubachim vizrizen, v'dover zeh alocha l'mesh misinayhu, v'rayu l'dover zeh, maisa Pinchas vizrimri. So says the Rambam, stating that, there's one very important caveat, and that is, there's an idea of kanaim poikimoy. But the Rambam, based on the Gemara in today's daf, says that the caveat of kanoim paying by is only true if the bila was befarhesi. But if the bila was betzina, and the rabbin defines farhesi as being in front of 10 yidin, then there's no issa de raisa for Yisrael to be ba'al agoya. All it's going to be is it's an issa de rabbanon, it's a gzera mishum chasnos, but at the end of the day, it's makanois and makas mardos, but an issa de raisa. And then the rabbin says in halacha vav, what happens if somebody's boil Aramis, and he's boil Aramis befarhesia with aloches kanam poigim boy, but loy pogu boy kanam. Let's say the kanam didn't get him, v'loy hilku bezdin or bezdin didn't get him, so he's off the hook. No, says the Rambam. Hari oinshem mefurish b'divrei Kabbalah. There's an oinish, and the oinish is mentioned in Sefer Malachi. Shehu bekoris, and the oinish is koris. Shenemar ki chalol Yehudas kodesh Hashem ashaav ubo baskel nechar yachres Hashem liisha sheyasana erva oino. And the Rambam speaks out lost shyness of klala, very very chomer. So says the Rambam that even though kanoi poigabai sounds like you can get away with it if the kanoi doesn't get you, and who's really a kanoi? It was Pinchas was the kanoi. It's not such a posh thing to be a kanoi, but says the Rambam, it doesn't mean that you could just get off the hook. Because loy pogu by kanoim, hare oinshoi mefurish bedivrei Kabbalah, the oinish is mefurish and divrei Kabbalah, and that is that it's going to be bikaris. So I want to digress for a moment. It's not really a digression, but just for a moment. And that is, the Noida B'Yehuda, in a classic tshuva, it's an Evena Ezer Tinyana, it's tshuva Kufnun, was sent the following question. The shaila was, there was a woman that Loyalenu went off the derech. She was Hamer Dasa. After she was Hamer Dasa, her husband, her Jewish husband, died, and she remarried, but this time she married a guy. She was married to a guy for 20 years. And after 20 years, she had a hira tshuva. She realized, what am I doing? I'm married to a guy. I'm fapachking my life. This is a terrible mistake. So she decides that she's going to move to another side of the world. She marries a yid. She starts her life all over again. And then she remembered something. She remembered that when her first husband, her Jewish husband, had died, he had left over a young brother, and she had no children, which meant that l'chura, she was an eshes hameis. She was a yavama, which meant that she's not allowed to be married to this yid right now. And she flipped out. What am I supposed to do? Do I have to get divorced? I have to now find him? She heard he was alive. So do I have to go to him now and suddenly do yibum, do chalitza? I mean, what am I supposed to do? So she went and asked the shaila. And really, the crux of the shaila was that there was a real element of sakonis nefashis for her to have gone on a boat or on a horse and buggy and found this person. So the question was, in light of the fact that the sakonis nefashis, maybe she can get out of her situation and maybe she has a right to stay married. Now, it's interesting, if you go through the beginning of the tshuva, so the shaila that sent the shaila to Noida B'Yehuda took a stab at the shayla. And apparently the shayla was a big Talmud Chacham. He was a Charef, but he was also very young. And the Noida B'Yehuda was very, very disappointed. He says, L'shoynes that Umoli Mikra Amre, we can never say. And he was very disappointed at how a young Rav even attempted to go ahead and paskin such a shayla. He said, a shayla like this is for someone that has experience in paskining shaylas of dinei nefashos, of things that are so chomer, and he gives him such strong taichacha, you have to read it to believe it. And at the end he says, you know, I know that I'm being very, very tough on you, v'tamin lisha b'shvil ha-noscha v'toivoscha n'koysav v'chodvarim koshim k'dei la-hashir chaladerech ha-nochay. Because I know the talent that you have, ich-veis v'zdufa mox, right? And you aim mezarz and elam mezaraz, and I know that if you listen to what I say carefully, you're going to shtai guys to be unbelievable. L'maisa, the svara that this shoyl wanted to argue was, he wanted to say like this. He said that chalitz is a mitzvah saseh, and a person is not obligated to put his life at risk for a mitzvah saseh. So l'chura, this woman was not mechuyev now to go do chalitza from the mitzvahs aseh shabai. Now, if chalitza is even a mitzvah, that's the chacham tzvius minal. That's a whole other discussion for itself. But assuming chalitza is a mitzvah, you're not obligated. You don't even have to spend all your money. You certainly don't have to put your life in risk in order to go and be mekayim mitzvahs aseh. So the shoyl tainid, listen to this lamdas, that being that the whole reason that a woman is not allowed to get married when she falls liyibum is because there's a chi of yibum and there's a chi of chalitza. Over here, there's no chi of yibum, there's no chi of chalitza. Because it's a mitzvah saseh, we don't do yibum today anyways, but it's a mitzvah saseh and it's b'makom sakonis nefashos. So if it's a mitzvah saseh b'makom sakonis nefashos, there's no chi of yibum and chalitza, and as a result, taina d'shayol, She's off the hook. So maybe there's no zika. Maybe the whole zika, the whole way C.A.H. is a mesa chutzal lichzor, nemtsach from the chiv chalitza. And if Avivite is no chiv chalitza because it's sakonas the fashas, maybe she's off the hook. So the Neidah Behuda wasn't happy. The Neidah Behuda says, Uberoisi advorim hazorim halalu hoisafti charoi naf yosef yosef. Either way, it's very dramatic. The mice, the Neidah Behuda is mafalful. He has a festive tshuva where he goes back and forth. I mean, the ga'inus and the charifus in this tshuva is unparalleled. It's unbelievable. Sugis of tzaris. That the whole Masechus Yevamos is in this tshuva right here. So what does it have to do with us? So one of the things the Neidah Yehuda says, Toich Dvarav, you have to find these things, Toich Dvarav says the Neidah Yehuda is haflo a fellow. He says, I was thinking maybe a chap. This woman was off the derech. She was Hamer Dasa. And she was Hamer Dasa when her husband died. So that when she fell a Yibun, she was a mumeres. We know that a mumer in halacha very often is treated like a guy. A mumeres in halacha very often is treated like a guy as well. If we have time, then maybe we're not going to have time. So a mumer and a mumeres are very often treated as a yehud. The halacha is, a yid is not allowed to be boil a guy. Why can't a yid be boil a guy? Because a boil a ramis, Kanoim Paigimbay. So Lechura, for the Yabam to have done Yibum with this woman would have been a Shaila of Baila Ramis. Because she was a Mumeris. She was Hamer Dasa. Baila Ramis, Kanoim Paigimbay. But here's the punchline. The Rambam says, what happens if Loi Pogubay Kanoim? For Loi Hilku Bezdin, Hare Oinche Mefurish Bedivri Kabbalah. Shehube Karis. The Rambam says there's an Einish Karis. We know Chayvi Krisis don't fall in Yibum. Says, look, the Neidah Yehuda. I'm a Marid Gacharifus. Maybe we can get them off the hook. You know, you're going to get them off the hook. She never fell in Yibum. Because when she fell in Yibum, she was a Mechal Shabbos before Hestia. She was a Mummer. So if she was a Mummer at that point, she had a dinner of Aramis. Aramis is Kanoim Poygenboy, Kanoim Poygenboy. So Lechura is Karis. Chayvi Krisis don't fall in Yibum. So you have to know, but Sinna for Hestia made it all in a Shach. The bottom line is, that was the night of Yehuda's Ha'ara. Bezok to the Yehuda, I think it's a Tais. And that is as follows. The Rishonim say that a Bayal Aram is Kanoim Pogimbay. But what about in the reverse? What if a Jewish woman is Niveles to a guy? Do you have the Aloch of Kanoim Pogimbay or not? So the Aloch is you don't have the Aloch of Kanoim Pogimbay. The question is why? Now, Yehuda mutches a lot in this tshuva. He says, what's the pshat? He says, I'm going to tell you the pshat. Because if you look in those Rambams, in Hilchas Yisuri, Bir, Perik Yibes, the next Aloch, Aloch Zayin, the Rambam says something else. Avoin Zeh, this Avoin. Afal pisha in by Mrs. Bezdin, meaning which avoy? Boil Aramis. Even though it doesn't have Mrs. Bezdin, al yikal beinecha. You would think it's kanoim poigim boy. Al yikal beinecha. El yesh by hefsid she'im bechol arayas kemoisa. Because to a certain extent, it's more chomer than all the arayas. Why? Sha'ben min al erva. Somebody has a child from an erva. Benoi hu lechol davar. U bechlal yisroel yichoshev. He's a yid. Now, afal pisha umanzer. But still, he's a yid. But ha'ben min ha'goya enoi benoi. If somebody has a child with a goy, his child is a guy. So says the Rambam, you're going to think, oh, you're just being boil a guy. Because what happens if you have a child? That child is going to be an Eini Yehud, is going to be a guy. You're a Yid. You just fathered a non-Jewish child. Says the Rambam, this is an element that's more chomer than the worst erev in the Torah. So memeila al tihikal beinecho. Zoktenayt Yehuda, it's mistaber that the reason boil a Rambam Kanoim Pogim Boy, when the man is a Yid and the woman is the guy, and not in the reverse, is for this Hosafa that the Rambam said. The Rambam said that there's a certain chomer that you have in Baal Aramis. You know what the chomer is? The child is going to be an Eini Yehudi. But what happens if it's in the reverse? What if a Jewish girl, Layalenu, is nevelas to a guy, to an oral? What happens then? The child is going to be a Yid. So you don't have that element of Al Tihi Kalu Beinecha, and if you're talking, it's for that reason you don't have the Iker Halacha of Kanoim Poigamai. So said the Neidah Yehuda, it's true that a Mumeris is treated like a Gaya. It's true. But Zilbasa Taima, you have to look at each individual case. And in this case, what would be if this man would have been miyabim this woman? If a yid is goes and he's boil a mumeres, the child is a Jew. You can't take that away from the child. She herself's a mumeres. If she touches wine, it's going to be yayinesach emes. But the child is a yid. So if the child is going to be, you don't have the aloch of kanoim poigimai. If you don't have the aloch of kanoim poigimai, you're not going to have the aloch of chayvi krisis. I'll just tell you one thing. Why not? Meinyan leinyan, meoise inyan, and that is what happens. We have all these alochas over here of piton and shamnon and yenam. And what's the isser? It's mishum chasnos, right? That's the theme of the sugya. It's all that you shouldn't come to intermarry. The Pischei Tshuva in Kuf Yud Beis, right in the beginning of Simin Kuf Yud Beis, see, discusses what's the halacha pas akum? Pas akum with a mummer. So you have a mumer, a fryer yid, and he makes bread. Are you allowed to eat his bread, or you're not allowed to eat his bread? So we didn't go into the halacha l'maisa pas akum, and of course everybody knows pas palter. There's groisam makum lahakil. Not even a question. And we'll get to that hopefully one of these days. But in the instance where pas akum is also, like pas balabais, your neighbor, an Adi Yehudi, invites you in for, you can't eat his bread. That's pashat. That pas is for sure also. So pas, regular pas akum is also. What about pas of a mumer? Is pas of a mumer aser, or is pas of a mumer mutter? So the Pischei Tshuva says, I am besefet the feres l'moisho, besimen kuf yud gimel siftes, shekosav the pas of mumer shari. The mishum chas l'slech. What's the whole yusoyin of the iser pas and shemen and yayin? It's all related to chasnus. The afal pishachata. But when it comes to a mumer, even though a mutter is treated like a guy in many halachas, but zilbas etaimo. What are you worried about? You worried that you're going to marry his daughter? You're allowed to marry his daughter. It's not a problem. He's a yid. So being that at the end of the day, you don't have the time of chasnus, because ava pishachati yisrohu, umutter lisa bitai mimumaris, there's no reason you're not allowed to marry his daughter. It's for that reason it's going to be okay. The Avnei Nezer in a tshuva argues vehemently. Can I bring it with me? The Avnei Nezer in the Tshuva argues vehemently with this psak halacha from the Teferes L'Moisha that the Pischei Tshuva brings. And he argues really from a Mefurish halacha. He argues, because the Mechaber says everybody knows this halacha. It's a well-known halacha, and it's often quoted in controversial halachic circles. And that is, the Mechaber says, mumer, somebody's a mumer, afal pishahu mohul, even if he's a yid. But if he's a mummer, classic example of a mummer is a Mechal Shabbos b'far Hesu. So a mummer, such as a Mechal Shabbos b'far Hesu, even though he's a mahol, oise yayin nesech b'magoy, if he touches a yid's wine, the wine becomes yayin nesech. So if someone's a Mechal Shabbos b'far Hesu and he touches somebody else's wine, the wine is now going to become yayin nesech. Freik the Avnei Nezer, what's the yisoid of the iser yayin? It's also Mishum Chasnus. It was in the same exact brisa. It's related to chasnus. So if it's related to chasnus, and you tell me there's no problem with chasnus, why not? Because even if you marry with them, big deal. At the end of the day, you married a yid. So l'chura, this mefurish halacha and shulchan aruch is going to be nistar from this halacha right here. L'may said, Avnei Nezer is mefalful a little bit back and forth. I'll just tell you, I can go through the whole tshuva now. Maybe we'll go back into it tomorrow. But I'll just tell you one interesting nisafa. Whenever you talk about a mechal Shabbos before Hesio, does he have a din of a goy? Doesn't have a din of a goy. It's just a very important, it's a big kula, but a very important caveat from the Chai Adam. And it's just, it's an unbelievable Chai Adam. The Chai Adam says like this. He says that, and if you want to look it up, it's in Hilchah Shabbos, it's Klal Ayin Hey, Sivkotun Chavav. Some things you have to see inside. But the Chai Adam says, a gewaldige chiddush. He says, the only time a mechal Shabbos before Hesio has a din of a guy is if he has no busha. So what would be, for example, if someone's Mechal Shabbos for Hesi, but if he would see his Rav, he would see his rabbi walking by, he would stop. Or Rav Shlomo Zalman was Moisef, let's say he would see his father or his mother, Hashem Tzach Finda Tata, Hashem Tzach Finda Mama. So that's enough that he shouldn't have a din of a mumer. If he has a little bit of a pintal yid, he has a little bit of an neshama, Hashem Tzach, he's Mechal Shabbos for Hesi, he's in a bad place. He slipped up very, very badly. He has to find a way to get out of his mess. But Hashem Tzach, he still feels a little bit of a connection to Yiddishkeit. He's embarrassed of his rabbi. He's embarrassed.